Welcome to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Today is Thursday, November 24, 2022. And how have you been enjoying the World Cup? Yeah, surprises here and there, right? Yeah, it's what it is. All right. So someone told me that I should ensure that I announce this on air today. In fact, she was really concerned, and she said I should bring to everyone's notice in case people are not aware. But I'm pretty sure that you should be aware that INEC has its National Voter Register on its website. And of course, it's also at, I think, the wards in all the local government areas. And you're supposed to go there and scrutinize that voter register. We had a conversation the other day, some persons who were able to scrutinize the voter register, and they pointed out underage voters, a huge number of them. So in case you've not done that, please ensure you do so, all right? Check out the voter register and really, really find out if there is a problem there. Maybe your name has been misspelled. You need to check it out and fix that now. All right, so go to the INEC website and find out what errors are there, mistakes, anything that needs to be changed. Just go and scrutinize the voter register. All right. Okay, so I just have a few minutes on my hands, so we're going to have to go straight to the point. My name is Constance Mega. So let's talk about funding education. The House of Reps actually passed a bill that, you know, a lot of people or some people would see as a step in the right direction. The House of Reps has passed a bill on student loans. And it's actually the two chambers of the National Assembly that passed the student loan bill. This happened yesterday. Now, the bill is sponsored by the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Femi Wajabiamila. Now, this bill also seeks the establishment of the Nigerian Education Bank. And this bank shall have powers to supervise, coordinate, administer, and monitor the management of student loans in Nigeria, and also receive applications for student loans through higher institutions in Nigeria on behalf of the applicants. And the bank shall also screen the applications to ensure that all requirements for the grant of student loan under the Act are satisfied. All right, so I've got a couple of questions here. All right. Now, is this bill like the answer to the financial demands of tertiary education on Nigerian students? That's my very first question. And then secondly, will the establishment of an education bank meet the required finances or financing for the millions of students in Nigeria? And then some other persons were even arguing that the loan should be paid to the students directly and not to the school's account. Well, it's one of the things that they're seeking, that the loans be paid directly to the school accounts. But then I ask, should the student loans be paid to the students, or should it be paid to the school account? You know, there are concerns, though, that the students can actually take up the money and go partying. All right, and a couple of other questions that I have, but I would like to hear from you. So the number to call is 070. Maybe I should start with a text message because we have commercials coming up in just about 2 minutes, all right? So you can send me a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. And then when we return after the commercials, and then I can begin to take your calls, all right? So remember, you can also join us on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. Get on Facebook now. It's Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And then you can get on Twitter as well, Nigeria Info @nigeriainfo_ph. And then Instagram is nigeriainfo_fm_ph. Get on there and join the conversation. All right, we'll be right back after these commercials.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. So we're discussing the student loan bill, which is expected to enable students in higher institutions of learning gain more access to financial assistance. While a student loan, I'm looking at Wikipedia now, is a type of loan designed to help students pay for post-secondary education and the associated fees, for example, tuition, books and supplies, and living expenses. All right, so I'm asking you to tell me, do you think that this student's loan bill is the answer to the financial needs of the Nigerian students? All right, so I just had to look up a little bit what has been happening, right? Or how the U.S. started the whole student loan thing, because usually when we talk about student loans or some things in Nigeria, we like to say, oh, in the US it's like this and like that, right? So in the US, the federal student loans that they have there were first offered in 1958, and that was under the National Defense Education Act. Now, they were actually available only to select categories of students, like those studying engineering, sciences or education. So that was that back then. It was established in response to the Soviet Union's launch of Sputnik satellite. Now, over there, they have also been trying to come up with a plan that works better, because there are issues like students not being able to repay the loans after graduating, and it keeps affecting the system. But let's get to the phone lines first of all, and then I can tell you more about what's happening in a place like the US, where student loans have been up for a very long time now. The number to call is 070-0923-0923, 070-0923-0923. And then you can send me a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. So this student bill on student loans, is it the answer to the financial demands of tertiary education on Nigerian students? Now, some people have said, rather than come up with such a bill, how about you just slash tuition by maybe 70%? You know, reduce the cost, or maybe just offer free education. But that argument or that conversation around getting a free education, it is flawed, because education is not free. It is expensive, right? So let's hear from you. And remember, when you call in, please turn off your radio set so that we can hear you loud and clear, all right? And as usual, just to also remind you, because sometimes people forget, this is not a platform to start reeling out any unsubstantiated reports or abusing anybody. All right? So let's do the needful. Josephine is calling from East West Road. Hello, Josephine.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome on board.
Thank you. I appreciate this topic when I had it. Actually, okay. I'm a mother.
All right.
And I felt so happy, so pleased to hear this. But I am not ignorant of the challenges we have in this country. To me, if you have the students, but I don't know where the sourcing will be coming out from, because payback would be a problem. I would rather suggest is there a way to slash down the school, the tuition fees, textbooks, other things, so that the children, the parents can still manage their fees. That's my suggestion.
All right, all right. Thank you very much for calling, Josephine. So she's with the people who are calling for slashed fees or subsidized fees instead of student loans. Okay, so she says repaying the loans is going to be a problem. But we've not even started, right? I mean, this is some of the things, so one of the things that I'm sure some people have even advocated for. Let's help students. At least let them go to school when they're done schooling, and then we can talk about repaying. But repaying, that's where the problem is. And then some other persons are talking about, okay, so someone is done with school. What is the guarantee that they will be able to pay back? Is the economy in such a good shape that this person who is a graduate can be able to make ends meet and then have enough money to start repaying some student loan when they're done schooling? And some other persons have said, instead of doing all of this, how about you increase the minimum wage that, crazy enough, some states are not even paying? Muriel is calling from Okrika. Hello, Muriel.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You see, when they pass these bills, they don't really tell us how far, because some of us have relations, we have friends in the university that we want to access these loans. Now, how will the students repay this loan? Is it when they finish school and they start working?
Yes, when they're done schooling.
And is it okay, when they start working, is it when they will repay the loan, please?
Okay, you're asking if it is when they start working. Now, I don't know about that part.
When they start repaying the loan.
I'm sure the loan is for them to go to school first. They will have to pay after schooling.
After schooling, how do they pay it? Is it when they secure the job? And is it with this Nigerian system that after university, you see most of the keke drivers in my area, most of them are graduates. So how do they repay the loan? So some of them, even after school, they look for a way to travel out. They'll just find their levels. So how do they get these students? So I don't...
All right. Thank you for calling, Muriel. But I'm sure that if someone is owing the government... If you have not paid your student loan, you will not be able to travel outside the country. I believe that they will be able to handle that aspect. BC is calling from Omoko. Hello, BC.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, you're welcome. Please go on.
Yeah, I want to contribute on the issue of the student loan.
Student loan bill.
I think it's a step in the right direction. If only the loan we end up producing graduates that acquire functional education and can pay back. If at the end of the day, we take loan and end up to be graduate that cannot even produce anything or be self-reliant, I think there will be a huge challenge with the repayment. I'm suggesting that instead of student loan, why don't the government continue its federal intervention? Such that students who have met certain requirements can be able to access this intervention with ease and continue their education. Because it's not going to be easy for someone to mortgage himself and at the end he comes out of the education program, he cannot even use the knowledge to fetch anything to pay back for many years. Then it will be a wasted agenda and policy, because the fund will not be returned back. Thank you. My contribution.
All right. Thank you very much. So the bill seeks the establishment of the Nigerian Education Bank, and it shall have powers, that's the bank, shall have powers to supervise, coordinate, administer, and monitor the management of student loans in Nigeria. and receive applications for students' loan through higher institutions in Nigeria on behalf of the applicants. And then it will screen the applications to ensure that all requirements for the grant of such loans under the Act are satisfied. Now, this bank, Nigerian Education Bank, shall also have the powers to approve, for those of you who are asking, when shall payments commence, right? Listen to this part. The bank shall have the powers to approve and disburse the loan to qualified applicants, control, monitor, and coordinate the student's loan account or fund, and ensure compliance in respect of disbursement, monitor academic records of grantees of the loan to obtain information on their year of graduation, national service, employment, to ensure that grantees of the loan commence repayment of the loan as at when due, among other functions. So for the person who called in to say, oh, people will just travel abroad after they have... they know that there are people who are like that, so they will be monitoring. Josephine from East West Road, you're welcome on board.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Josephine.
That's the point I did not press, actually. Why don't we do it the way it was before? It was simpler and easier for both parents and the students. At least the students gain admission and pay the school fees year one, year two, even the year three. At the final year, people should be allowed to write the exams, their project work and all that. But at the time of parents and all that, the students and demand for their students. They're not stopping them if I allow them to write, from writing exam because of school fees. Very bad. It's very bad. I mean, it's not fair. This is why I think both of our peers are having challenges. Yes. If I like the test, the year one students, the new research must pay their school fees. Year two, they should pay. But at least year three, year four, they can clear up their fees at the stage for
clearance. You know, we're talking about student loans, right?
Paying back may not be that, may make it problem.
So what you're suggesting, Josephine, if I get you correctly, what you're suggesting is that the students should be allowed to go to school, and whoever is the lecturer, whatever they need for them to actually have their education, I don't know, should be by the grace of God. And when they finish and they're still not able to even pay, we should all say, yes, well, hallelujah. We're not giving you a certificate, so off you go.
No, they are paid. There's no one that left without a certificate. At that stage, they pay.
So what's wrong with having a student loan that helps you pay, and then you pay the person that gave you the loan, since you're going to pay?
Why I'm saying this is because I know how Nigeria is. I'm in this country, and we are owing so much to debt as much, and this is...
All right, Josephine, thank you very much for calling. We have Zion from GRA waiting on the line. Hello, Zion.
Yeah, good evening to you.
You're welcome on board.
This whole thing is not of the best interest of Nigerians.
Why do you say so?
I am not in support of this loan.
Why?
It has no economic or any financial policy principle to sustain itself. This is a country that somebody will borrow you $5,000, pay you back that money, it is a problem. True or false? You were here, some people came together to borrow people on money online. Wonderful. Good idea. Before you know, the same people started posting the posters of people. They are criminals, they are fraudsters, they are dead, this and that. Were you not here? You cannot borrow Nigerians money. So this loan, it will die. It's a way to siphon money out of this country. Instead of thinking of this direction, why don't you make it free education? Free.
So who pays the lecturers?
I stand to be corrected. Lecturers are being paid today. They are not owing any lecturer. If not for this strike issue, of course, that is a matter.
So
but
how?
On a normal ground, every lecturer has been paid. They are not owing them. Now, the money you want to use to run this program, which run into billions, why don't you use that money into the system? Educational system, what are the problems? Why are the reason that the systems are not functioning to capacity? Okay, use this, get this consultant, make the money to spread around every region. Don't forget, we have Bank of Agriculture. Where is Bank of Agriculture today? We have Bank of Industry. Where is it today? We have mortgage banks. Functioning where? In your compound or in this country?
Well, they're not situated in my compound. They are working.
Where?
Well,
that we are looking for money to agriculture and there is no money for agriculture in this country.
Have you gone there? Have you applied?
Yes, I have applied.
How many
I've
times?
Seen nothing. Once. And they expect me to be going there over. There are people who have applied.
Maybe you did not meet the requirements.
Like what?
I don't know. I don't work there.
As a farmer, agriculture, I want to farm. I should go and bring the grave of my grandfather first. See, this thing does not work.
All right, thank you for calling, Mr. Zion.
To capitalize any bank in this country, you need 25 billion naira.
All right, thank you for calling. We have Peter from Transamadi. Hello, Peter.
Good evening.
Good evening. Please, you have to speak louder.
All right, good evening. My name is
Peter. All right, Peter, go on.
Please, this student loan. If you are giving a student loan, until he graduates. So would that be like an agent that will get the person up? Because if you give loan and the person graduates, so how do you expect the person to start getting a job? So if there should be like an agent in other countries, so it will be more better. But if there is nothing like that, then they should make it free education.
Could you say that again? I didn't hear what you said. If there is...
you are giving a loan for the student, so when the person graduates, there must be an agent that will get them a job.
Oh.
Because if they graduate and without a job, how would they pay them? So there must be an agent that will look for a job for them and give them a job on the first. So when they get a job, so that they can pay them.
All right. Thank you for calling, Peter. Now, we've been talking about concerns on, about repaying the loans. So it's actually, it's not only a Nigerian thing, because I've heard people say, you know, Nigerians, they will collect money, you borrow their money, they will not pay back. Darling, it's not a Nigerian problem. It's a human problem. Okay, because even over there in the US, it is a problem for them. So there's been a cycle of debt from the student loans that they have been given over there. And there's something called student loan forgiveness. So there are even proposals to this effect, which have, you know, drawn headlines. But experts contend that it's not going to end the cycle of student loan forgiveness cycle of debt. People will keep owing. Because when you forgive a student who has graduated, they're saying that there is nothing to actually stop the current or future students from ending up in the same cycle of debt. And as you all have been calling, okay, not you all, but some persons are calling for free education rather, well, they are also calling for tuition-free college platforms. Even the president, Joe Biden, he actually brought this up, you know, talked about it, tuition-free community college, when he took over office. So, Alfred from Rumola, what are your concerns? Alfred, please do well to call back. We have Bernard from Eleme Junction. Hello, Bernard.
Hello.
Good evening. You're welcome.
God bless you. I want to comment on the topic on that is you.
All right, go on.
All right. I think when I had the news, I felt good about it. It's a good, it's a welcome development. Mm-hmm. I like it. Some persons that are objecting the are those that maybe have their way of going to school. There are some persons that also have anybody sponsoring them. Mm-hmm. I think if anybody are facing the loan, then at a point of graduation, then you'll be able to pay. It's a welcome development. I think I like it.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Bernard. Good afternoon, Constance. The government should rather give total free education. In a country where strike is the order of Nigerian education, and after struggling to graduate, no work, how then will the beneficiaries be able to pay back the loan? Lady V, can an ordinary student get this loan, or it will be the usual man-no-man thing? Mr. K is asking. It's another way. Escobar says it's another way for our government to siphon funds as usual. Well, concerns here and there. But that particular bill, will be transmitted to the president for assent. And once it is signed into law, Nigerian students would begin accessing the loans. So the House of Representatives passed that bill earlier this year and forwarded it to the Senate for concurrence. So with the Senate's concurrence, a clean copy would be produced. And then the president is going to get that and it will become a law. Ikechukwu is calling from Rukboku. Hello, Ikechukwu.
My sister, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Please go on.
I think for me, this is not good at all. This is not good.
Why?
I totally look at it as a slavery. You are just trying to slave citizens of this country. That mortgage their life. For me, I think the best thing is free education. Assessing loan. How do you talk about people going to airport to travel? Does Nigerians go to airport to travel? You abolish that idea. Doesn't make sense. Thank you.
As to you, Ikechukwu. Ikechukwu says it doesn't make sense to him. But I'm sure it makes sense to someone who has no means whatsoever of getting that bulk money to channel it to their education. There are people like that, you know? So there are people that can actually start with what they have, but in the long run, what they have will not sustain their education for the length of years it's going to last. So this, I believe the student loans is going to help them to continue their education and finish. So when they're done, I also think that, of course, the concerns are valid, right? We've not even been told how the funding for this student loan will be done. We've not been told if they will be funded by the federal government or what. We don't know yet, right? And then some of the concerns, I think one of the concerns someone mentioned was, funding. Yeah, funding. How will this student loan be funded? So if we're coming to get money, who is putting the money there in the first place? So even someone argued or suggested, rather, that state governments, rather, should take this up. Set aside, let's say, 100 million naira every year or so. And that will be for education, as for student loans, rather. So that those of them in the, you know, who want to use the money to get a tertiary education can get from the state government, from that purse. Or maybe the funding is also going to come from international donors or bodies. I don't know. So I believe that as the days go by, we will really find out, or we'll better understand how this bill is going to work. Sorry, not the bill now. The student loan thing is going to work. But they have said that for you to pay back, they will be monitoring you. So they'll monitor your grade. They'll monitor, was it grade I saw there? Let me see. Academic records of those who have been given the loans, you know. So, and the idea is to obtain information about their year of graduation, national service, and employment. So that by the time you get a job, they will follow you up. All right, so for those who are even talking about, oh, repaying is going to be hard, I don't think this is not the kind of thing where you're expected to pay at once. No. You pay in installments. You're not going to pay at once. All right, so what else are the concerns that you you see with this bill or this idea? Remember, this is not the first time that this is coming up, right? I think 2014, 2016, something like this came up. It was still Femi Gbajabiamila that championed it, and it did not see the light of day. And then ASUU recently were saying, oh, we will not support this because the last time you people came up with it, it did not work. And it was even in the news this afternoon that the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Femi Gbajabiamila, was already, you know, he was warning that, hey, guys, you cannot be saying no, never, to something because it failed before. All right? Let's hope that this one is going to work. We're trying again, and this time around, we hope that it will work. He did not necessarily use the word hope. I'm the one using the word hope anyway. All right? So, ASUU said the union will not support the proposed student loan bank because previous attempts failed. But Mr. Gbajabiamila said the future of the teeming young people in the country should be of concern to everybody, considering the prevailing state of tertiary education in the country. So as I said, as the day goes by, we will understand even better how this is going to work. All right. So someone even mentioned there should be an agent that should help people get jobs. So if someone is going to, a student who is schooling using the student loan from the federal government should have an agent of some sort who is helping them secure a job. So this is more like making sure that there are structures in place for students and graduates to be able to pay back. But is that not another work? They're trying to give you money. You're saying, fine work that I will do, that I will use to pay you back. That's too much now. Okay, commercials coming right up. And also be reminded, 4 p.m. we have the business news. Let me see. All right, just stay tuned. I'll be back in a bit. Okay, I was actually looking at the wrong thing. False alarm. Okay, so let's continue. I can take one or two calls, all right, before we wrap this conversation up. The number, again, is 070-0923-0923. And then for your WhatsApp messages, you can send them to 0809-030-6416. Constance, instead of giving out loan that will be difficult to recover, government should subsidize education. Collins from Port Harcourt. Okay, Collins. Hi, Constance. I am a tailor and I have two kids that are getting ready to go to the university. So this is a very good idea. In 4 years, I can do investments and me and my kids will pay back the loan after 4 years. You know what they say about what is meat or food for one is poison for another, yeah? So one person is saying, oh, you're going to enslave people. They'll be owing money. Another person says, this is a great idea, an awesome idea. It's going to help me. Okay, I have Zach calling from Eleme. Hello, Zach.
Yeah, I think the student loan is a welcome development. You know, if you know or understand how students, how the challenges they go through in schools, you will even, you know, be thankful that God, the government of the day will also think of about this kind of a project to really help them, you know. So, but what I actually want to know, is it just for undergraduate? What about postgraduate program? Do they have such, do they also have access to this loan? Because the area of, in terms of payment, that's not an issue. As long as you have your BVN, there's no have the government of the day, they will be able to get this money back. Whether you finish your school, you don't have work, definitely one of these, the money will enter your account. They will also have their percentage, they withdraw from their account. Gradually, you pay up this money. You know, sometimes people are bothered. Like, although, I don't blame the way people are saying things because of the economy we find ourselves. Things are not actually working the way it should be. And that has also affected the way we reason. But I think one thing I know about like that is that change is permanent. And so if this kind of thing, we in Nigeria are beginning to enjoy it, just like those of the in the Western world, well, we should embrace it and see how we can, you know, work with the agent to ensure that this thing is very effective, because it will help a lot of persons. Persons even to eat, to pay their fees, buy textbooks. It's not an easy thing. And so the issue of payment and all that, I don't see it as a problem.
All right.
We have a way you can track all these things. You have their information.
Okay.
And all that. But I want to know that, is it just for undergraduates?
I don't know yet. It's still a bill. We don't have all the details for now. All right. Thank you very much for calling, Zach. Thank you. So someone even mentioned that rather than have this, what's it called now? The bank, all right, that will be regulated by the CBN, or might be regulated by the CBN, you know, the Central Bank of Nigeria, right? And then he says there will be cost or overheads for operations, you know, and this is going to reduce the funds that should be available for lending to the students. Of course, with an establishment of Education Bank, they will have offices and staff nationwide. And he says, nah, this is going to affect the money. How about the governments of each state set aside maybe 100 million naira yearly? And from then, from there, they can issue out the loans to the students. Well, we'll find out details as the days go by. Thank you very much for having this conversation with me. My name is Constance.